4 years. Now, production requires it to be put off for 4 years. It would authorize judges to put off for 4 years. He thinks that the judges in the big city areas where they want to reapportion would have a tendency to say, no, we won't put it off. He thinks the judges in the states where it's a big problem would have a tendency to put it off, and thinks you might end up with the best of both worlds. He's checked a little bit on the political situation with it. They think most of the big cities will be against it, even this modified version. Although Mike's suggestion is, if it's agreeable, that he could tell Mansfield that we wouldn't have any objection to Dirksen offering it. What the idea would be, that Dirksen would offer that as a separate bill and get it off of the foreign aid bill. And that while the administration would support it, it would not get out and oppose it. And then let him offer it, and if they want to pass it, send it over to the House. I told him we had some House delegations interested in the same thing. It's Feldman's suggestion that we might tell any of them they're interested that we're not going to sponsor any legislation, but that we wouldn't have any opposition to legislation that would authorize judges to postpone up to 4 years if they wanted to, and send anybody who wanted a copy of this bill he's drafted. But he says that he thinks we ought to get back to Mansfield pretty quickly, because he's trying to work out something with Dirksen to pull this off the foreign aid bill where it should not be.
Well, I think we've got to check with some of the people. You ought to call Pat Brown, who's here now.
All right, he had talked to Mayor Daley.
Daley agree with this?
No, sir. He said that they would be opposed to it, but that they would, if the judges went along with them, all right, it never would be a problem for them. This is an effort to let them apportion in the areas that want to and let them hold off in the ones that don't. And it's Mike's judgment that most judges would go ahead and require apportionment under it, that it really wouldn't postpone apportionment too much, depend on the judge in an area. Katzenbach thinks that it's a pretty good bill, according to Meyer.
Well, I think you ought to check out the John Bailey and let him check with a number of our people right quick and get back to them in a couple of hours.
All right.
A number of our leaders. I think you ought to check with John. They ought to check with other people like Bailey and like Wagner. Brown and like Wagner and like Lawrence. Take the 10 top ones. Let Cliff take 4 or 5, and you take 3 or 4, and then take 7 or 4.
All right, sir. I'll do that, and then I'll report back to you after those checks are made.
Anything on the other resolution?
No, sir.
See any reason why I shouldn't go home?
No, sir.
I thought they'd have voted on the House resolution by now.
Oh, yes, they have. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you're talking about. 414-0. Powell voted present.
Now, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I'm sorry. They just handed me the Gallup for Sunday. Have you seen it?
No.
Johnson holds wide lead today over Goldwater in all areas except South. Nationwide, Johnson 59, Goldwater 31, undecided 10. Taking out the undecided, Johnson 64, Goldwater 36. That's East 70, 19, and 11.
Wait a minute. 70, 19.
And 11. Midwest 59. 30 and 11.
Wait a minute. 59.
30 and 11. Far West, 62, 33, and 5.
That's
sad out there. Yes, sir. Not much undecided. South, 51 for Goldwater, 40 for Johnson. Undecided, 9. Now, they didn't do it like he told me on the phone that they took the undecided out, came out 57-43. This meeting looks a little better, though. 51-40 and 9.
Anything else?
4 years ago at this time, Nixon was holding 90% of his own party members in line, as opposed to 58% in the case of Goldwater today. There's your backlash story. 79% of the Democrats said they would like to see Johnson win as of today, Of the remaining 21%, 8% said they would prefer Goldwater. An additional 3% were leaning toward Goldwater, 6% were leaning toward Johnson, 4% were still undecided. He goes into the white backlash.
He says that
in the most recent survey, 58% of the GOP said they'd like to see Goldwater win. Of the remaining 42%, 20% said they'd like to see Johnson win. 6% were leaning toward Johnson. 7% were leaning toward Goldwater. 9% were undecided. By comparison, the defection from the Democratic ranks, due largely to the white backlash, has not reached anything like these proportions. In an analysis of today's survey results, two important findings come to light. One, a large number of voters haven't made up their minds. In the current study, 10% are undecided between the two candidates. Two, at least as important as the white backlash, yes, he does. At least as important as the white backlash is the Republican backlash, the defection of moderates within the ranks of the Republican Party itself. Well, that's good. Did you give them that?
No.
That's just what you were saying to me 3 days ago.
I think that everybody we talk to, Cliff ought to talk to them, and we ought to have our leaders start saying Johnson's sweeping their country every place we can. Georgia ought to predict a good victory for me. We ought to quit and stop this damn stuff now. We've been on the defensive long enough.
Right, and I think
John and he ought to start telling his press conference we're going to carry Texas by good margin. They're all saying it's in doubt, and we've got to stop that, even if he has to blow it up a little bit. Tell him that.
I will. I think this
first thing for him to do is call Governor of Louisiana and Arkansas and see if he can't get them to quit saying that they disgraced by me and stuff like that. It's not going to help them a damn bit. The Chicago Tribune this morning says that Faubus says that he's not going to come as an insult to me or something. John can talk to those southern governors a little bit before he comes and say, quit putting out this stuff. It's not going to help the South.
I think it's partly been our own people's line. I think we ought to be sure it's changed. I think they got afraid we were going to be overconfident and wanted to wake our folks up, and we're partially responsible for this Goldwater buildup.
Yeah, it is.
I believe that's it, sir. Yes, sir.